From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Mitt Romney is opting out of a third bid for the Republican presidential nomination, as NPR's Tamara Keith reports. That's widely seen as good news for former Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
Romney made the announcement in a short conference call with supporters and donors.
After putting considerable thought into making another run for president, I've decided it's best to give other leaders in the party the opportunity to become our next nominee.
He said he believed he could have won, but it was time for a new generation of politicians to step in. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who says he's considering a run, tweeted that he understands and respects Romney's decision. Jeb Bush put out a statement on Facebook calling Romney a patriot. Analysts and pollsters say Bush is the potential candidate most likely to benefit from Romney's exit, since they were both seen as establishment Republicans who were courting many of the same donors and operatives. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
Three former Homeland Security secretaries have written Senate leaders a letter asking that funding for their department not be tied to any rollback of President Obama's executive decisions on immigration. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Republicans Tom Ridge and Michael Chertoff and Democrat Janet Napolitano say Homeland Security's vital mission is critical to ensuring the nation is safe. They say funding for the agency should not be put in jeopardy by the debate about immigration and call on the leaders to pass a clean funding bill. The House has passed a DHS funding bill with provisions that would reverse the president's actions on immigration. The administration says Obama would veto that bill. The Senate is expected to take up a measure as soon as next week, but it's not clear if it will include the House-passed provisions. Senate Democrats say they'll oppose any measure that contains the House language. Funding for the department runs out at the end of next month. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
But the Pentagon says it's still not sure whether the man who carried out Thursday's attack at the airport in Kabul was an Afghan soldier, but say that he was wearing an Afghan military uniform. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby.
The assailant was in an Afghan uniform, and since we can no longer talk to him, it's going to be a little difficult, maybe not impossible.
Three Americans were killed in the attack. The U.S. has over 10,000 troops training and advising Afghan soldiers, but the U.S. combat mission in that country ended in December. Jurors in the Massachusetts trial of former New England tight end Aaron Hernandez are told that they are allowed to watch Sunday's game, but they are instructed to leave the room if the defendant's name is mentioned. They heard more grim testimony Friday as prosecutors showed photographs of the man Hernandez is accused of killing. This is NPR News. At the Australian Open Tennis Tournament, world number one Novak Djokovic has beaten defending champ Stan Wawrinka to claim the last spot at this weekend's finals. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, Djokovic will be chasing a record fifth Australian Open title.
The last two times Stan Wawrinka and four-time champion Novak Djokovic faced each other at the Australian Open, it turned into a five-set marathon, and this match was no different. Djokovic jumped out to an early lead, taking the first set, but the usually inexhaustible Serb was clearly lacking energy, and Wawrinka was able to take things to two sets all before his errors got the better of him and Djokovic took the deciding fifth set 6-love. Djokovic admits he was struggling in the match.
The level of performance was not where I wanted it to be. But nothing that will worry me. You know, I'm sure that I'll be fit and ready for finals.
Djokovic will face Britain's Andy Murray in Sunday's final. They've met in the finals two times before, and Djokovic has won both of them. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
A judge has ordered a Texas funeral home to return the casket used for the initial burial of accused presidential assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, along with fees and damages. Oswald's brother sued Baumgardner Funeral Home after learning that the casket had been sold for more than $87,000 to an auction house in California. Oswald's remains were exhumed and reburied in 1981. He was fatally shot in Dallas in 1963 after being accused of assassinating President Kennedy days earlier. This is NPR News in Washington.